The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Wednesday, July 15th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. I won't be here Friday. Erin Green just agreed that she will host my show on Friday. I have this appointment I got to make. I got to do that. And the same thing is happening at the same time, clashing. And that's why you got to always appreciate your friend Erin Green. That she said, okay, no problem, I'll stay back and host that. So I'm grateful for that. Today, we are continuing our series on the making of the Bahamas, but I'm going to change it because I normally have a guest who comes and do commentary on the making of the Bahamas. I need help with this conversation, by the way. So that means my text line got to be cleared to make sure people text me. The phone lines are open, right? So you can call me and join into this conversation, and I'm going to give the parameters of the conversation because I think it's an important conversation post July 10th, the country's Independence Day celebration. And the theme of the day is where we go from here. The making of the Bahamas, where we go from here. How do we, the Bahamas, move the type of first world country we are pursuing? We want to be first world. We want to be efficient. We want to be energy. We want to be complex, multi-layered. We want to be a company. That's the burning desire in the background. We want more for ourselves. We don't want to be common. We have loftier goals. See what I did there? We in the Bahamas have loftier goals, and I think we just do not know how to get there. We see the destination. We know that to get to it is you have to go over some hills, go down some valleys, climb one or two mountains, and the journey seems overwhelming. And like that Chinese proverb says, the journey of 100,000 miles starts with one step. We are timid about making that next step because we don't know what step to take, right? So the conversation is, who is responsible for our ideas? The ideas of moving us as a country, not an individual person, not making some people rich, not saying that some island, some grouping will benefit, but the constant pushing of the entire nation forward, marching toward where we want to be. And then I ask the question, where do we want to be, right? I'm not sure, right? We have big ideas. But we always want to emulate and picture countries that does not suit our culture. Because one of the issues I think that we have is our culture is holding us back. I'm not saying that the culture is bad. I'm not saying that the culture is good. But our culture dictates how we move. And I think that we're comparing ourselves to countries with a completely different culture that truthfully, it's their culture that pushed them in that direction. And now we need to do some self-introspection of our culture. And with our culture, push us forward based on our culture. Either that or change our culture. Either that. I'm going to even bring inside this conversation as we have a conversation on laser focus. What things we, the country, when I say the country, I mean the politicians, you know, I mean the politicians. I talk about me, you, the best and brightest of us, and how we goad our politicians and our civic leaders in terms of where they put their laser focus on, what we should be doing, right? But I'm going to bring this into a conversation. In social media, or on social media, there is a street pastor. I don't think he has a church. His church is the street. He's a street pastor. Back in the 80s, maybe in the 70s, the Bahamas was filled with street pastors, and they had the loud microphones, whatever it is. And I'm not sure if they used to gather any particular type of crowd or if any persons would get saved or whatever it is. But it was a part of our culture at that time. If you didn't want to listen to it, you turn up your TV or your music, and they'll call you a sinner, and you say you're going to hell. But you were forced to listen to them. We don't have that many nowadays, but we still have some outreach programs. But the street pastors, we don't tend to have. We tend to have some eccentric street pastors who say all kind of strange things when you driving past, and you shake your head and say, wow, their interpretation of the Bible is completely different from yours. But freedom of speech. Sometimes they loud in those microphones, right? Sometimes they get in your face. Sometimes they get insulting, you know, and they say it is what it is. Sometimes they break the rules. They go too far. There was a street pastor. He went on Bay Street. He went on Bay Street and he started preaching. Whatever he wanted to preach about, I don't know. Their religion is different from mine. And for some reason, they believe that they are the chosen ones and my religion is different and only them won't go into heaven, even though I see them as sinful, right? But who am I to judge? And the police accosted him and said, hey, Mr. Pastor, you can't be doing this. And he made a big to-do about it, saying the police officer is anti-God for doing his job and that God wanted him to do this and speak in a microphone and blast all over Bay Street. And God chose him to do this, right? And then there's a number of eccentric behemoths, because we have a lot of them nowadays. Right? Who said, how dare you stop the street pastors? They should be able to go any place, even in the host's assembly, and interrupt it and go on any in the byways. And this is how Christianity must be spread. And anyone who doesn't allow street pastors to do what they want to do anytime, any place, anywhere, well, is anti-God, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And now I bring it back into this conversation, right? What should we be having our laser focus on? And I come across on Harvard University class. These have master class. And I think our government has been partnering with Harvard University for a while. You can apply to a government agency and they filter you through these Harvard University courses to develop yourself and then you develop Bahamas, right? So I'm not claiming this as mine because I know our government has adopted it. And I know that they haven't claimed it as theirs because Harvard University is doing it. And they connected with them and say, hey, we could go have this platform and you could go and take all number of classes free to develop yourself and by extension, develop the Bahamas. But this class I come across says health, safety, and environment. It's a class for health, safety, and environment. And I think if we in the Bahamas have adopted this, these three concepts, we're going to be laser focused on the health of the nation, the safety of the nation, and then the environment, I think everything else would be added onto us, and then we would be marching towards that end quotes, first world country dynamics that we should be doing. So why I say health of the nation, right? A healthy nation is able to do things, right? There is a shortage of MRI machines in Princess Margaret Hospital and in what that hospital in Grand Bahama called? The name escapes me. The public hospital, and you can tell me the name, the public hospital in Grand Bahama. It soon come to me shortly. Those two hospitals I'm going to name, because I'm not even going to talk about Doctors Hospital and all those private clinics. But these two hospitals has a mandate to take care of the Bahamas at large. We know that there is a shortage. The Bahamian people know that there is a shortage. The corporate citizens of the Bahamas know that there is a shortage. And there's a shortage of all kind of different equipment, beds, rooms, etc. Gurneys. You go to the hospital now, you'll see that there are people in the hallways can't get into a room. This is not a secret. The government is aware. And we'll say that maybe the government mismanagement could do more. But the entire Bahamas is where I know, you know, the rich people, the people who own the number of houses, they are quite aware. Rich people who do all the building complexes and houses, you know, are quite aware. Rich white behemoths who have generation of wealth are quite aware that the strain that Princess Margaret Hospital and the one in Grand Bahama, the name, Duran, thank you very much, Dexter, Duran Memorial Hospital, they are quite aware of the shortage. And what they have done? Nothing. We worship them now, saying, oh, there's a good man, right? Because they have some parties and invite you and they donate here and there. But they have more than enough money to have us as a nation move forward. That's why I can't be grateful to these people, all the millionaires we have in House Assembly 2 and them. And they are not prepared to partner with the government, partner with us, to make sure that our hospital is state-of-the-art. They like it how it is. They like it how it is because they don't like you. They don't like me. That's why we cannot show any respect for them. No, not worshiping and say they're not good people. Good people make sacrifices to make sure the nation moves forward. They're not nice to us. So we got to acknowledge that. So I want to know, what should we be doing to make sure that, I say in all of the major family islands, the 25 of them, 25 islands that is inhabited, have an MRI machine. I don't think Andrews has an MRI. You can call me and correct me in that clinic. You can call me and correct me. I don't think Long Island has an MRI machine. I definitely know Acklands doesn't have one. I don't think the clinic, because there's no hospital in any of the family islands. Does any of the hospitals, are there any hospital in any family island? See, we're content with these things. And I'm saying, as we march forward, as we have a laser focus on health, safety, and the environment, those three pillars, how do we be committed to make sure that each one of our islands have these things? The government always calling this thing called PPP, public-private participation projects, right? And I'm not sure if it's sufficient, or that might be our way now to get access to these things because we're short. Right? We have had callers, dialysis, right now, and they say they got to wait hours to be served because there's not enough dialysis machine at PMH. I don't even think any family island, you could correct me, I don't think any family island has a dialysis machine. What should we be doing? Someone need to come up with some idea, tell me, and say, okay, we can get a dialysis machine by doing this. Let's go to the very first caller. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. I'm talking about the way forward. I'm talking about post-Independence Day celebration. What we as a nation. I ain't talking about blaming the government no more, no. Because I got to be pushing them now. Some people say, why you never cheerlead the government, right? And I said, because I'm busy trying to get us to a better place now. I tired of waiting to the hospital for 7-8 hours to get served. I just tired, right? And if you're not tired, you are the problem. And I think the Bahamian people and our culture is the problem. We, not the politician. We are the problem because we are not coming together to demand every number house need to donate an MRI machine. Everyone, straight across the board, all. If you don't donate one, we boycott and buy no numbers from your place. That's why I look at it. We won't buy from your food store no more unless you have donate a dialysis machine. You have 7 food store chains, and you won't donate no dialysis machine. We are boycotting you. We calling you enemy, public enemy number one, because you ain't helping us. That's what we should be talking about. You have that housing scheme where you say you build low cost houses for the Bahamas, and you won't donate no MRI equipment. We ain't want you build no house for us no more. Take the government contract from you. We see you. You ain't fuss. Be mad now. Let's go to the phone lines. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
How you doing, John?
How you doing? Well, man. Blessings to you.
Yeah. I don't think the white people is getting any contracts, you know.
They don't get no contracts, but they have the money. So hold on. I ain't talking about no contracts, you know. I'm saying the people who have the money. Now. I'm saying the people who have the money needs to give back more.
Okay. The same people who have the money, right?
Yeah.
Also own most of the major businesses in this country, right?
Yes, you're listening.
So they are in control of the economics, right?
Yes, you were listening, yes.
So now, we want the same persons who are in control of the economics to also be responsible for the infrastructure.
Yes, because they have the money.
Okay, no, no. You can't have it like that.
Why can't I have it that way, like that?
Okay. You have done a lot of stuff on like leadership, right?
Yes.
What's the key thing about leadership?
I don't know. You tell me.
Okay, those who lead replicate themselves. Okay? Those who lead replicate themselves. And if they are leading effectively, they are leading people out of situations that are, they are replicating themselves in a sense, and they are creating persons like themselves who can lead others. Now, we haven't been doing that. Okay?
I consider you a leader. What you doing?
What you doing? Don't be talking about us today. What you doing now to correct our problems?
Okay, I lead a men's Bible class at my church.
And I want that Bible class to join me to go and boycott and protest.
No, you ain't doing that.
I'm trying to solve our problems by getting the horse.
No, hold on.
I tell you, listen. The hospital needs help. I need your men's group to partner with me to go and demand we get better service. That's why I need your men's group. And if you can't save me that way, the hell with your religion.
Go and demand better service.
Me and you.
No. Go and demand better service.
Me and you.
No, from who?
From whoever in charge.
No. Presently, the PLP is in charge.
Yes, so let's me and you
now,
and your man's group. No, let's make an appointment. Today is, I could be off on Tuesday next week. You speak to your men's group. You come and join me, and we'll do a protest in front of the House Assembly. Me and you and your men's group.
Mr. Nuri, because of your political bias, right?
I have political bias?
Yes, because of your...
No, but which party I support? No, tell me. Tell me.
This
live radio, you have a chance now. Go ahead, say it.
Okay, there are at least two persons on talk show right now who I kind of trust in terms of giving a balanced view, right?
Yeah.
One is Anku Sarah, mm-hmm. and the other one is Pearly.
Mm-hmm.
All the others, I suspect. Okay, because see, when you're a part of a status quo, and your dependency, and your lifestyle, is kind of dependent on your political connections.
So you won't come and meet the protester.
What?
I want your men's group support me.
Sit down.
We could sit down as we plan the protest on Bay Street to get the hospital better.
We only can protest if we agree on the same thing.
We agree that the hospital needed to be better.
Okay. From 1967, right?
I wasn't born yet. We ain't talking about that anymore.
See.
Let's go to 88 someplace. Let's start from there.
Okay. My children were born in the 80s.
Good.
Okay? And all of them are now business.
You sound business. Like you have plenty of children. Invite them to come to our protest.
No. I have three children who are very responsible. Okay.
And you can't convince them to come on my protest?
No, they have their.
Don't care. You mean they don't care?
No,
they don't care. Of course, I see it.
They
don't want the Bahamas better. You want to keep the Bahamas how it is. I hear what you're saying.
Hey,
I hear you.
No. You don't hear me.
No, I can't. See, that's why I stop you right now, because I do hear you.
Most of the people, sinister, you're doing right now, right?
Wicked and sinister.
Most of the persons that you are talking to, Lord, from people like this.
This German don't want us improve. I just want to have a better Bahamas.
Hold it. A better Bahamas?
Please have us have a better Bahamas.
Buddy, I want it more than you.
Then come join me on my protest. No. Go ahead. No, don't. Yeah, I know. Yeah, hold on. Hold on. I go hold on.
Most of the persons who are listening to you
agreeing with me saying, my Lord, look at this person, don't want to battle the Bahamas.
Who
right on the radio.
Who I am, right?
Knowing that they know you ain't coming to join no protest.
No.
Because of your political views. They say, this one who on the radio,
what I have done.
And you ain't want sacrifice no more. Because you're straight. You straight. You're happy how things are.
I straight?
Sounds so.
Buddy, I and myself it is.
And
I'm
you?
Still waking.
I will provide water. I will provide water. And if you want snacks, I can provide snacks at the protest.
Let me tell you. Okay. Let me tell you what we need to provide for our people.
Go ahead. Tell me.
We need to provide for our people the intention of what their personal responsibility is to this nation as citizens. Now, we have been protesting, for years. I mean, you know, we have been having the same conversation about BPL since since the 60s.
Let's go protest against BPL.
No, nothing has changed.
I know.
See, we need to get a leadership thing in place where the persons who lead us.
I want you to lead us.
No. I won't get into that thing you're in.
I know. You're going to
do it. Okay, because you, see.
I know you're going to do it. I got to lead myself. I got to do this myself. I know. I see it. It could be hot. This summer could be hot for you. I hope you know it. You can sweat.
Hold on.
You can sweat because you ain't want march. You can sweat.
I don't want march. No. I want march for you.
Oh, see?
I want march for you.
I understand.
I can lead myself
mm-hmm.
better than you could lead me.
I know.
Okay? Because I'm, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I personally know every prime minister in this country.
Inbox them. Call them up and tell them things.
No. They know me on a first name basis.
And
okay,
you can't influence them?
Okay? And hey, listen here. I have had problems with all of them. FNM and TLP. Okay? But see, I understand this human thing.
Mm.
Well, persons ain't going to do nothing
mm-hmm.
that they're able to get somebody else to do for them.
I hear you.
You know, if you could pay their bills,
mm-hmm.
they're all right with that. I care or they don't worry about where the money is coming from.
I appreciate you. I have more callers and I appreciate you. That's why I love when you call. But I appreciate you. Thanks again. We don't have no fire trucks. Some islands don't need no fire trucks. So that water depot where you can plug the hose to and out the fires. Like Bimini. Bimini don't need no fire trucks. The road's too small. We knew this for decades now. When they asked for fire trucks, the last time it was concluded that you can't have no fire trucks on this small island. We can put the fire hydrants in place. But guess what? No fire hydrants was put in place. I don't even know if we have fire hydrants in Auckland. And I'm trying to say we need to start having discussions. Someone who is who can analyze the island and say, these are the problems and these are the solutions. I want you to come up with some solutions to tell the politicians to say, hey, don't put no fire trucks on Bimini. Don't put no fire trucks on Eleuthera. Don't put no fire trucks on Auckland. But we can put some fire hydrants all on and just provide hoses that, and then we connect it. Come up with a solution. Come up with a solution. Nobody wants to come up with any solution. But we want to talk and say you being political. And then they want to put me in a box and say, yes, you are voting. I say, who I vote for? Let me read this text before we go to the caller. Say, a pastor told us God told him not to take money from his next business to pay us after doing some construction work in his church. Some of them are just nuts. I think he wanted us to do the job for free after we were already finished the jobs. I tell you, we have some peculiar pastors out there. Mr. Nuri, stop gaslighting your caller. Please stop. I say that word there. The switch and daring of challenging behemoths to take lead for a better Bahamas. You take the lead in the protest. It's a narcissistic trait, sir. So see, people don't want to join me. It reminds you of that poem. It's a poem by County Cullen. County Cullen. Back Renaissance. And it says, The Ballad of the Black Bird. It's one of my favorite poems. I should have known the author better. And in this particular poem, he saw a deranged man who
murdered his wife, right? And the men inside the town made motion to stop this violent attack on his wife. But when they looked at the man's eyes and see that he was deranged, they all stopped and say, "Man, you go. You go and stop him, because I ain't going to stop him, because that man crazy." Right? And then I read this text. It said, "Mr. Nuri, stop gaslighting your caller. Please stop flipping the switch and daring or challenging Bahamians to take lead for a better Bahamas. You take the lead." See, they don't want to do it. They don't want to join me. I say, let's go. Let's start arranging. They waiting for someone else to save the Bahamas. And in turn, nobody saves the Bahamas. We just take on water. And eventually, we sink. I need some ideas, man. Making the new Bahamas, what should we be doing post-independence 53 years later now? How do we hold our leaders accountable? How do we make ourselves accountable? What do we work towards? Let's go to the next caller. Guardian Radio AM. It's a narcissistic trait. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Mr. Nuri.
How you doing?
I am good. Mr. Nuri, I heard the conversation the gentleman had, but I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you ever been in a protest before? And don't hang up, because I have other questions.
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Under the PLP or the FNL?
Neither.
Neither?
Neither.
So you've never really protested for this country?
Wait. I got to be either FNM or PLP to protest?
No, I didn't say you have to be.
I never protest. I just say I protested. Then your response to me is, because I wasn't under the banner of the PLP and the FNM, I have never protested. That's what you said.
Okay, so Mr. Nuri.
No, you got to either apologize to me or say.
I apologize.
Okay, I know, because you're wrong.
Yeah, Mr. Nuri.
The devil busy wrong. Today. The devil trying to kind of strangle me from protesting because they want me to be PLP or FNM. Yes, but you start off wrong, and now my feelings hurt. And my feelings so hurt that I can't even concentrate and talk to you.
You ain't listening to me.
Because you hurt my feelings.
Yeah, but I said I'm sorry. You can't get over it.
I, Acklands, we don't get over things like that.
All right, Mr. Nuri, I can send you one candy and one popcorn.
Don't make no promises what you're going to do now. Don't make no promises if you don't plan to. Go ahead, you talk.
Mr. Nuri.
Go ahead.
So that subject is vitally important to me.
Yes.
I can tell you why. That's the last year and year before all that.
I hope you're feeling better.
I am feeling much better.
God is
thank
good.
God.
God is good.
Jesus Christ for the healing on my body.
Amen.
But I've had to go to the doctors and the hospital, and we all need it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we've been treated badly.
Yes.
Mr. Nuri.
Yes.
Horrible when it comes to taxpayers' money.
Yes.
We have not been respected at all.
Yes.
And when I say that, what I mean, Mr. Nuri, here it is now. We are in 2026. First, the PLP said that they had a better plan than the FNM they won. Now they have another plan. They say they are on progress. We have bus stops that people still got to stand in the rain and not even have a shelter. We back to slavery. We have hospital where there's no wheelchair. But when it came down to election time, you should see the wheelchairs.
Mm.
And FNM and PLP, you should see all the wheelchairs they had to bring the people to vote. Where are all those wheelchairs? And why is it that the people of Tall Pines and the PLP put Mr. Darrell back in, who's done a poor job with the hospital?
The people thought he did a good job. That's why they put him back.
What good job he did?
That's a different issue. I just said what the people thought.
Okay, so he put a Band-Aid on a surgery. I agree. I agree with the people. But I realize one thing, Mr. Nuri.
What you realize?
The Bahamian people don't really want results. What they like is propaganda and problems. And then they want someone else to solve it.
Mm.
So, Mr. Nuri, I will be on your I will be protesting with you, Mr. Nuri.
I love you, man.
God, tell me when you're
God
ready, Mr.
Bless
Nuri.
This man. I pray that you lift him up and build him up, Lord. Bless this good, saintly man. Not like that first one. But bless this man I'm talking to right now.
In
Jesus' name. Lord,
Mr.
bless
Nuri,
you.
Hear me one more time.
Go ahead.
Hear me one more time because you need to know this.
Go ahead.
And I hope the Bahamian people are listening.
Go ahead.
Did God appointed Daniel? Did God make help to make Joseph the second in charge under Pharaoh? Did God allow and anointed David as king? You see, a lot of Bahamian people, Mr. Nuri, believe that politics have nothing to do with religion. But God appointed kings. Daniel was the prime minister. Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego were advisors. Bahamian people don't like to get involved with politics because they say that ain't godly. But the truth of the matter is, Mr. Nuri, when good people do nothing, like the caller who said they ain't going to do nothing, when good people do nothing, evil thrives. Evil thrives, Mr. Nuri. So, Mr. Nuri, I applaud you. And when you're ready, I hope this producer give you my number. You call me.
Yes, sir.
I'm ready to march.
I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you very much. We need to stop thinking that our duty to the Bahamas ends after the election. I have a fairly good MP, you know. I live Fox Hill. But I row him almost every day. I row him on Facebook, tell him, say, Mr. Nuri, you got to eat. No, I easing up just because you're adequate. I deserve more. Right now, I'm waiting for him because he promised to fix the park by me. But I forget. Every so often, I drop on my WhatsApp group. Don't forget the park. Don't forget the park. And I can lobby and I can remind him every day until the park get fixed. We need more leaders amongst ourselves. If you have your MP, the people in Long Island need to be making noise to the MP. The people in Exuma need to be making noise to the MP. The people of Cat Island need to be making noise to the MP because they have a duty of care to the Bahamas. Let me read this text before I go to the caller. Good day. I can read this text. I'm kind of offended by it, by the way. But I can read the text to show you how some Bahamians are thinking. So good day, and when are these Haitian churches will donate the dialysis machine? They're the people with all the money sending it out of the country, trying to slip through the airport. These Haitian pastors are filthy rich. That's what that text says. Emotionally, politically biased you are. Your caller is right. A suckling finger for your favorite party. I still want people to identify which party that is, you know, right? But let's go back to the text who's saying it's the Haitians who need to be the dialysis. Bahamians sick, you know. Bahamians sick, burned down, you know. Bahamians need ambulances, you know. Checks and balances, you know. But because they won't be political, they ain't want to worry about what we need to do. They say what the Haitians are doing. God of mercy. We could be turned weird for a long time. We can be hurting for the leg can be cutting off a long time. Because of us, it can be rough. It could be rough. Because my people aren't prepared to work for it. They ain't prepared to demand it. And like I said, we have some things that ain't working. How do we train Bahamians to get the best and talented amongst us to say that we have the talent? We're the best service industry. We have the best service inside the hospital and government. How do we get that? What do we need to do? Anyway, we're going to take this quick commercial break. I see the calls. I see you calls. I can be quiet for a minute and let you be the talker, the speaker, for when I come back on this other side. Right? But you know when I come back, it'll be 45 minutes after the hour. And when it's 45 minutes after the hour, we talk about the Island game. Yeah? We'll be right back.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply. Attention Island Game players. Percy's Pension Plan is now accepting applications. Deposit $25, and you are officially in the running for a weekly salary of up to $1,000 a week for a full year. Applications close September 8th. Apply now at theislandgame.com.
Hey, kids, are you ready? It's back, the Jeff Rogers Summer Basketball Camp. July 27th to 31st at the Kendall Isaacs Gym, 2 to 5 p.m. daily, and August 3rd to 8th, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. for boys and girls from 5 to 18. Come enjoy the thrills of the big game alongside NBA legends and current superstars Michael Sweetbelt Thompson, Michael Jr., Klay Thompson, Buddy Hield, Muggsy Bogues, and many others. Registration forms available now at the Seventh-day Adventist offices on Tony Williams Darling Highway. The Jeff Rogers Summer Basketball Camp.
Yeah. We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Pentagon, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Pentagon, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Pentagon, Island Game, we got you. Percy Pentagon, from the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, go play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
Headed to South Florida soon? Holiday Inn Express in Plantation welcomes you to the heartbeat of Florida fun. Whether it's business or pleasure, the Holiday Inn Express is close to sensational shopping, captivating dining, and nightlife. Elevate your Florida experience. Sleep well and rest easy at Holiday Inn Express. Complimentary breakfast buffet featuring seasonal favorites. Keep up your fitness routine in our 24-hour on-site fitness center with cardio equipment and free weights, or take a refreshing swim in our outdoor pool. Your special Bahamas tourist rate awaits. 1701 North University Drive in Plantation. Book your getaway now. Call directly at 954-472-5600 or the sales department for reservations and additional information.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, it's 11:45. I see you call up. I'm going to hang up. Okay, I see you call back. I'm going to let you speak to you right now. I just want to remind people, that's 11:45. And at 11:45, it's all Percy's Island Games, right? So, attention, Island Game players. Percy's Pension Plan is now accepting applications. Deposit a mere $25. And you are officially in the running for a weekly salary for up to $1,000 a week. I could do that, no. I could do that. For a full year, that's 52 weeks. Application closes on September 8th. Apply now at theislandgame.com. I'm coming to the caller. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you live? Caller, you there? Okay, let's move for the next call. Let me read this text and then go to the next call. It says, Mr. Nuri, this is my first time texting. I really like your personality. It is so rare and really, really mostly funny. I'm listening to you. And thank you very much, texter. I appreciate that. Let's read this one. Mr. Nuri, please let real men talk and speak truth to power, especially concerning this worthless government. Men continue to stand on the wall waiting until politician number one, two, and three is revealed. Their crown heads, these often cat ministers, ain't start work yet and looking for more money. They could go back. Nuri, please tell the Minister of Energy that our lives are not a game. We just pay our bills on time and in full. When dealing with mature Bahamian citizens and senior people and sick people, she must stop playing like she does in Parliament, giggling and giggling. And nothing funny with BPL lights turning it off and on like we play society. That's what the person said. Let's go to the texter. Breathing hard now. Go ahead.
New York. How you doing?
How you doing, Seattle?
Seattle, yeah. Yeah, I remember when I first met you when doing protesting.
See?
You remember?
I remember. I remember you came down from Grand Bahama for the protest of recording and digitizing everything.
Yeah, what happens is we actually, myself and Cook with Farquharson and Steve McKinney were the ones who initiated the BTC march that all of you guys attended.
Okay.
You know, so against it. And, you know, you remember during that time? I know a lot of people didn't know that voice calling was out, like WhatsApp messaging was out. But I was demonstrating in 2011 the ability to actually have a phone number on your messenger, which is exactly what you now call WhatsApp today, as well as for people who were able, I was demonstrating in 2011 that you could watch television on the beach from your phone. And this just to show people the technology that was not only possible, that was coming through, yes. It wasn't until 2014 that WhatsApp allowed people to start making phone calls, and WhatsApp became, and IPTV became a standard on device shortly after that. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying that we in the Bahamas have behemoths as capable, and maybe we should protest to allow government to go back to governing rather than running the country, meaning that they're responsible for policies and procedures, programs, process, whatever. The problem is they say government do not know how to run things, yet they want to run things. And so we should surrender BTC, what's left of BTC, what's left of the water company, what's left of the phone company, what's left of park and whatever, to a sovereign asset management company to which government cannot interfere since they don't be able to run things. And they would actually work and function for behemoths for the fact that they cannot interfere it, and they could go back to not being able to run government. They could focus on that. And so maybe we should surrender all the assets we have, the roads, everything. Surrender it all. Let them go back to writing policy, legislation, policies, and protocols, et cetera. And then we let competent people in the country through sovereign asset management run everything else. Now, let me just end in saying this, Nuri. We have a $4 billion budget or $3.5 billion budget, right, Nuri?
Mm-hmm.
$1 billion goes to salaries. That leaves us with what? $2.5 billion. Another billion almost goes to paying interest and fees and all those other things. So that leaves us with another billion. Then comes some other stuff. So what do we really have to build a country? Less than $1 billion. So the problem is that we have this donkey backwards on how it should be run. And the problem is we can't have a discussion about what problems is.
And need to do a gap analysis.
Do a time analysis to determine exactly what the problem is so we can know. So you cannot manage what you cannot measure, and you cannot measure what you refuse to acknowledge. And that's how we've been governing for 30 years.
I acknowledge that. And I appreciate you reminding us of that. And that is exactly what we need to do. And thanks very much, T. Allen. The idea is we need to do a self-introspection of where we are as a country, what and how and where we want to go. Because I think we're just in this boat and rudderless and just drifting. We need the country to come together and say, this is where I see us. I have a text from a cousin. He says, good morning, cousin. What about the firefighting ATVs the DRM purchased donated by the U.S. Northern Command last year under the leadership of Leon Lundy, that they are still parked up on Gladstone Road and never dispersed any of the family islands? That would have been perfect for Bimini, as they can maneuver the roads on that island much better when compared to a traditional fire truck. Okay, so we know that we have ATVs that are firefighting ATVs. It's parked at disaster management. Now, it belongs to disaster management. I'm not sure how they can get to the private islands, but we know that the technology exists. So we just now need someone to confirm that's where they're at, and then lobby the government to release one. Put one in Bimini today. Don't know long red tape. Put one in Bimini today and say, well, Bimini people, you all got to pay the disaster management for that, but we have one now that you all could use for firefighting. Let's go through some of these texts before I go to the line. Say, get that man off the radio. I guess they're talking to C. Allen. Say, hey, Nuri, and yep, you are biased. Listen to your recordings. But you're still saying who I biased towards so I could maybe try correct that. Mr. Nuri, you can't be serious. Calling on the white man, the rich man, etc., to do more to provide things that the government should provide. But these same people in government asking for a raise, though. Okay. Let's go through the text. Okay, the text freeze just now. Come go back to that. Says, good morning, Mr. Nuri. The 74-year-old man that you wanted to join your protest for the hospital, you were very disrespectful to him. Keep cutting him off as he tried to speak and you were harassing him. You need to improve your attitude towards others. You should see me when I'm mad. Mr. Nuri, great show. You need to tell the person who texted that before. Mr. Nuri, what was Muff's real name? I know he died, but he was a frequent caller. So I'll get Muff's real name for you. Okay. Good day, sir. The Bahamas urgently needs a cultural shift, starting with our younger generation. To achieve this, the government implementing mandatory service in the government National Youth Guard program. This program should be adequately funded. And we need to do something with this next generation for real. Says this texter says, CA, you crack me up. LOL. Let's see this texter here. Okay, that's all the text for now. So I can go back to the callers. Oh, this last text. Not CA, the first guy from the church. Okay, let's go to the caller. Guiding Radio AM, you're live. I just want more of us, man. And I believe in order to get more, we need to be committed to it. Put some skin into the game and stop asking government to do everything. Go ahead, Colin.
Morning, Mr. Nuri. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
A question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
I want you to help me with this math question. Belinda Wilson was on the radio a few weeks back, right before Independence. And she was saying there's a large number of teachers that haven't, once they graduated, which would have been in May or whenever they graduate this year and last year, have not been vetted or hired by the government as yet.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yes.
But the Bahamas is going to hire and recruit 300 teachers from Guyana, I think it is.
Ghana. But go ahead.
Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
So we have teachers here who are sitting waiting to be vetted by our government to hire them for government. But yes, we're still bringing in teachers to pay them, to house them, and accommodate them. And that's us doing our job, vetting the people who already live here, to hire them who already live here, and will not be accommodating them. Plus, who is vetting these persons that are coming from away to come and work here? Because it's clear to bring them in, hire them, house them, than for them us to just simply vet our own Bahamians and hire them.
Let me respond.
Let me help me with the math. With the math,
I can help you. I can help you. There are about 20 teachers waiting to be certified. 20 people set by the government. Bahamian teachers, about 20. We are short about 400 teachers. We need
just 20.
That's not how much it is, about 20. We know how much teachers graduate every year from UB. It'd normally be about 50, whatever. It's about 20, right? And then we could go add, even go, if you want to put in this some 100. It could be, maybe we could add to say it's 100. But we need 500 teachers. So yes, I agree with you. I agree. I agree.
Have not been vetted from last year.
And I agree.
From last year.
I agree with you. Yes. I agree with you. Our government needs to deal with that. The government needs to deal with that, and it increases in all the contracts. The government needs to do that, and the government needs to import some foreign teachers at the same time. Now, how they go about it, I vex too. They need
because
to sort out.
Why is it taking so long for them to
get
these Bahamian teachers who are in the Bahamas, who are Bahamian, and you just recruiting 300 from
two different issues.
Where,
so let's
and having recruited and having vet them.
Let's have them separate and apart. Let's talk about the 300 teachers who come from wherever they're coming from, separate. And then let's talk about the Bahamians who need to be vetted and confirmed into their position separately. Yes, we need to deal with those teachers. Bahamians must come first. The Bahamas is for Bahamians, and we need to make sure these Bahamian teachers are employed, especially how we educated them. Majority of them who are on the sidelines, I pay for them to go to school. We need to bring them into the system, right? Now let's talk about the shortage. We need to get some foreign teachers to get the system because I tired the people in Miguana and Auckland said, but we ain't getting no teachers. He said, what about the Bahamian teachers? They said they won't go down there because we don't have no consistent water and they won't rough it. And I say, okay. I can need a teacher who prepared to rough it for a while. Send one of those Ghanaian teachers down there who know the toad water.
I agree with you on that part, but we are still, when we send them down there, we still housing them when they go down there.
The housing rough. You ever go to Ackles and see that housing?
Yes.
We need to house some of them Ghanaian people who knew roughness to say, hey, this is what you're coming for. Don't be grumbling like the Bahamian teachers. You go there and teach. I need teachers in Ackland. I'm just saying. Please. Send someone. Okay. Anybody. Anybody I just want you to send. Because they ain't sending nobody. We just go whole term. Not term. I talk about the whole school year. No teacher. We do, I don't know if you know, we used to do schooling via Zoom in Ackland. Because no teacher. Send some Ghanaian teachers down there, please. Preferably one with not no thick accent.
I think first, before you decide to say, I'm big and bold, hire teachers, you should have gotten the Bahamian.
I agree. Remember, I start off with that. I agree with you. They got to work on that. Man, it's 12 o'clock already. Call ICU. I may have to talk about this again, but I have the Ghanaian ambassador coming on, and I asking him to explain why he bringing all these foreign Ghanaian teachers to the Bahamas. I got to ask him. I can put a question to him. And I want to know why he bring these foreign Ghanaian nurses to the Bahamas. Because he's working hard. And every time I hear him speak, he talk about bringing more Ghanaians here to the Bahamas. And His Excellency needs to find out, what is his mandate? What are you trying to do to the Bahamas? What are we sending you down to Ghana for? Because you're bringing a lot of people here. And I want to know, how is the people who you're bringing here benefiting us? So you got to explain. So I got to ask him these tough questions when he come on. Right? And I sure have a mandate and a system and a goal plan on what they're talking about. Because I thought they just came here to eat cake, cut cake with us for our independence. And all of a sudden, in that 30 minutes they've been here in the Bahamas, they got all kind of teacher deal. And then they have Belinda Wilson who protested and making noise for a full year. And they ain't sort her out yet. They ain't sort her teachers them out yet. I go, no. This has been Guardian Radio AM. I need more people to protest with me. Because they saying I politically biased, and they don't tell me which political party I support. They don't want to put on record. Because I just mash up everybody. Right? Except my MP, because I have a good, decent MP. Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.